Do you want to go bigger, badder, better, more? Are you ready to level up your life? Are you ready to be awesome? Now is the time, and this is Success Freaks.
Welcome to Success Freaks number 243, how to break free from the man, where Bus meets Mordant and Audience meets Billy.
In segment two, Charles yells at me and it gets a little weird.
Then it's about finding the right question instead of the right answers.
For the level up section, I realize the need to analyze the little bits of what you love.
Then in On Beyond, I share how I was an itty bitty little BSer.
All this coming up right now.
Welcome to the number one. I don't do intros like Mordant, so I'm going to stop right now and say, hey, I'm Charles McFall. Mordant's not here today. This is Success Freaks, and I am joined by our production. What do we call you? Production
assistant, intern.
Awesome, awesome guy.
My
PAG, and you're my production awesome guy. Billy. And so this is a standard Success Freaks. All right, no, this is a standard Mordant thing. And now, obviously, we're starting off with the standard Charles thing of throwing Mordant under the bus. There we go. Because here's what happens is Mordant is planning ahead, as he actually does, and he does well. He's planning ahead, and he's going, hey, I'm not going to be there on such and such a date because I have this other stuff, so we need to do an extra show, or we need to maybe get a guest on. And last week, and went, hey, next week's that week. Do you want to do an extra show this week? And thankfully, he said no, because it turned out I didn't have any time to do an extra show last week. And he said, hey, just have Billy on. And Billy's like, okay. And I didn't say anything then, but later I set a time to talk to Billy about the show, because this is what Mordant does, as we've told stories on stories on stories. About how that's why I went to the first New Media Expo, because he's push, get to it, man, just go. And we went, and it was awesome. Don't, you know, I don't push me, but thanks. but he tends to, I don't think he even realizes. So, sir, if you listen to this show, I don't think you realize you push really hard on people, but it's okay. It kind of works out. You could be nicer about it. You could be, say, come to me, my son. But instead, you know, you like to push people over the edge and see if they drown. So I got on the phone with Billy, and I said, all right, Billy, first question is, do you actually want to be on the show? And what'd you say, Billy?
And I was like, yeah, I mean, I'll do it. I don't think I would have volunteered right away whenever you guys were looking for guests, but I mean.
I know. I mean, not to, obviously, I'm, it's nothing against you, but let's break the facts down here. A guy who discovered the show a couple months ago at best.
Yeah.
Maybe not quite a year ago. And no. Started listening, and a few months, that's what it was. It was in Minnesota. So
back in August, probably, I think, is when they're in town.
Yeah. That, yes.
For the run.
Mm-hmm. It's between August and October. and so, so he discovers the show then. And then a month or two later, we asked for a production assistant, and he emails in saying, I'd like to try to help. And we're putting him through those paces. And a guy who's never been on the microphone before, yeah, I don't imagine that you would be the first to volunteer. However, you accepted the challenge, and you're here. And it's going to be a great show. Today, we're going to talk about how to break free from the man. And so when Billy and I, after he said yes, you know, it's cool, I'll be on the show. I'm like, okay, and we worked out the sound issues, and I think he sounds great today. He sounds much better than before. And we started talking, well, what are we going to talk about? And I'm coaching him, because he's never done a show. Right? You've never actually been on an interview or done a podcast or any kind of show, right?
No, I've never done any sort of real interview or anything. I mean,
yeah,
I'd consider myself more of a listener than a talker.
Well, good, because I'm a talker, baby, and you're going to be listening today.
Perfect.
So I'm coaching him with some things and helping him out. So, well, you know, the best thing I could come up with off the top of my head was, why don't you interview me? You start asking me questions, and we'll go to places, because I'm going to ask you questions back, and you're going to have to give your answers. And then that, as we talked, it morphed into a really cool thing of Billy. You know, why don't you talk about it? Why don't you say, how do we get to the point where you titled this show, How to Break Free from the Man?
Well, I guess, I mean, we were coming up with the ideas, and I brought up how I've always wanted to find a way to make a living not working for a company or having to show up at the same time every day at the same place and going through that monotonous lifestyle. And then that kind of led you to being, well, I think you even asked, like, do I have any ideas of what I want to do? And the answer is no, not particularly. I mean, I just want to find that, the calling, if you want to say that, and learn how to make a living off of things that I enjoy doing. There's a lot of things I enjoy doing. I just don't know what would make money doing that.
That's actually kind of what you wrote in your email when you said, hey, I'm not exactly sure what you need with a production assistant, but I really want to help. I do this day job that is fine. It's good. It's, but I want more. I want to do something more, and I'm not sure what I want to do. So this sounded really interesting, and you guys are really handsome and cool, and I want to have your babies. It was weird. It was weird that you threw the babies part in, but I was like, okay, I like these guys.
Yeah. You can pay for being a surrogate, I think.
See, that's a success freak's attitude right there. But in seriousness, so you were talking about, you just really showed this energy of, I want to do something for myself. I just don't know what. And while I'm not trying everything, because that's what a lot of us entrepreneurs make the mistake of, is trying everything to find the one thing. You specifically went, let me see what you guys are doing. And when we told you what we needed, you're like, yeah, I can do this part and that part, and I can learn this part. And we're like, okay, you know, and everything's been working well so far. And we're doing that. So that's actually carried on. I said, you know what? This show would be a great time to you and I talk about things that I haven't talked about, or, you know, we being Morten and I haven't talked about in the last 4 years or so. There was a book we bought a long time ago called, now, okay, follow this. The title and the cover were eye-catching to get people to buy the book. It was 100% marketing. And I got it for a dollar at the local library because they were selling it off. Actually, I might have got it for 50 cents. I don't remember. But it's a stack of money on the cover. And it's how to double your income. But here's what caught my attention. Doing what you love. I'm like, huh. Okay, the rest is cheesy crap. But that doing what you love. Let me flip through it. I started flipping through the chapters real quick in the library. And I'm like, okay, this is worth a dollar to at least see where he goes. And we actually learned things from this book. And we used it in our show a long time ago, and that's some stuff that'll come out. So I said, okay, Billy, here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk to you. We're going to help you figure out your dream. We're going to help you figure out what it is you love to do, and then maybe talk about stealing from Dave Ramsey, the baby steps of how to get away from the man, how to change your dream, or chase your dream. And actually, you know, we talked about changing it last week, but how to chase your dream, because the bottom line is, for whatever reason, and I'm speaking from my own experience, we as a society have an all-in mentality, it seems like. It's, I'm working for the man, and now I'm diving in with the deep end with sharks and electricity and hoping that I don't die. You know, and a lot of people fail because of that. And I've always said, stop. Why? And early, at some point in the past, when people would call in with success freaks, that, or they'd write in or call in, they would bring that up. Like, why does it have to be one or the other? Why does it have to be, I'm working 40 hours a week for this job, but I'm going to stop and I'm going to get alone and I'm going to do this business? Like, can't we find a middle ground? You know, let's slowly step. So that's actually the steps we're going to take today, finding that middle ground. But actually, before that, Billy's not even sure what he would love to do. So we're going to teach Billy. We being the mouse in my pocket, and I guess, and my coffee talks to me. So it's my coffee, myself, and Billy today. And you and I, sir, are going to go over how to discover your dream and, you know, at least get you closer to it. And then theoretically, we're going to run through different things you can do and how to manage that. We'll talk about the things I've been doing this weekend and what the good hustle is versus the bad hustle. And hopefully, I think you wrote some stuff down from when you and I talked. I hope so, because I sure as hell
did. Yeah.
So,
I have a few notes.
Good. So, with all that, you know what? We're good friends with IRUSA.org, who has a new and notable podcast called What a Relief Podcast, up in iTunes, and it's featured on the front page. And Morta is a co-host over there, and it's a great show. Check out irusa.org. I got to tell you, they're worth putting your money in. They change the world. They really do. And they change it for everybody in a positive way. So check them out. I'm a huge supporter. And we'll be back with me and Billy in just a minute.
Since 2011, Mordant and McFall have been bringing you the comedic motivational show, Success Freaks. They've covered everything from life and death to relationships and money and even on beyond to chasing and catching your dreams and leveling up your life. They're in the business of entertaining and edifying, and they like to level up their message as well as their reach. This is where you come in. If you believe in what we're doing here, we'd like your continued support in giving your mind and spirit something to chew on each week while putting enough laughter in your heart to make you smile out loud. Help us help others and you to be awesome. Just go to patreon.com/successfreaks.
So hey, we're back, and just so you know, Morta is off on school days today. So I am Charles, and I am the host, so I get to do it my way today. And coming along for the ride is Billy, Billis McGahee in the chat room. And he's our production awesome guy, and he's helping out, but he actually took the challenge of, sure, I'll be on, because that makes sense. But it's actually turned out to be a really great show. See, that's the thing about Morta. You know, he's kind of like the broken leg that you go to the hospital, like, God, you're all swearing. You're like, I broke my leg. And then you discover your bone had cancer. And you're like, oh, I guess it's kind of a good thing I broke my leg. Love Morta. And there's so many great things about Morta, but that is one thing about him, is he's a broken leg that lets you discover, oh, these other things. It's a good thing that you hurt me a little bit, or you pushed me, because now I'm doing this cool thing. And it turns out we're able to do a show that I've been wanting to do for a long time and didn't know how. So, Billy, we are talking about how to break free from the man. So, the first thing you have to do to break free from the man, and the man is the 40-hour work week, right? Or not work week. That's deceiving. That's a misnomer. It's putting your energy and efforts into working for somebody else when you're born to work for yourself. So this is not for everybody in work. This might work. You might be able to translate this for your relationship. You might be able to translate this for a hobby, for anything else. You might be happy in your job, and we absolutely need people in this world who are 100% happy in their jobs. Otherwise, entrepreneurs like myself could not build empires. You know, we couldn't build businesses that are successful, because we need people who are born to be number crunchers. You know, I just want to manage these books. That's what gets me up every day, is I get to go in and manage these books and make sure the business is working right. You know, logistics. I know a logistics guy who is so great at logistics. And he's like, I just love getting things from A to Z and figuring out all the twists and turns in between. You know, we need people like that in this world. So when we talk about the man, yeah, the term the man, I'm using it in a comedy sense, but it is a negative phrase of, I'm the man, I'm here to keep you down. But for us who are entrepreneurs, who are just every moment of working for somebody else, it feels like a waste of energy. It is negative. So right now we're going to try to help Billy figure out how to get away from the man, how to get away from working for somebody else and working for yourself. But first, before you do that, you have to know what you want to do. Billy, do you have any idea how to figure out what you want to do?
And that's what I've been struggling with. I mean, I know there's a lot of things I love doing. One thing I really would love to do is coaching. Like, I love all sports. I'm a huge football fan. I mean, I played football all through college, and I'd love to coach football at, like, a high school level. I was never interested in doing, like, college or anything above that. That's a lot of time commitment that I didn't want to go through. But I would love, I guess more, I don't see myself making money coaching, but I want to find something I can make money doing so that I have time to coach, because most jobs don't allow you to get off at 3:30 like most high schools get right. done at, so you can go to practice and then have Friday nights available and all that jazz for football. And so I guess that's not a very great example, because I don't expect myself to make money coaching high school football.
I get that. Assistant coaching is good. You know, I definitely see with what you were just saying there. If you're inclined to have kids, you know, little league, you know, mm-hmm. little leagues always need volunteer coaches, people who take it seriously but not too seriously. Do you have an anger issue, Billy? Is that why you want to coach? You need to vent and yell at little kids? Because that's exactly what I see in most little leagues, is people who yell and vent at little kids.
No, I don't think that's me. I when I was growing up, I was always coaching little leagues and t-ball, and I was umping in the summers for baseball games and stuff. So I just love being around sports. No anger issues, though.
Good. Good. I've seen some great little league coaches. I mean, you got soccer, you've got baseball, football, all those things. So that's something. And actually, you might, I don't know. I think our society would think it's weird if you try to coach without having a kid in those situations. I don't think you, in some places, you're probably not required to. In all honesty, I never ask if a coach has a kid. If I'm signing my kid up for soccer, I talk to them. And if I get a bad feeling, I'm like, no, you're not on this team. Period. I don't care if you have kids or not. So, I'm saying I probably wouldn't let you coach my kids, Billy. That's all I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying at all. But from what you're saying, that's the cool thing. It's you're a little bit self-aware enough to understand that your desire to coach isn't a desire to build a business around that. It's, I don't see making money at it. I just have this passion. So here's something we've talked about a long time ago out of the book, How to Double Your Money, Doing What You Love. I don't remember the author. I'm sure that morning we'll have Billy look it up and quote put it in the notes later, which is a good thing. So, but one of the things that's an exercise is I'm going to yell something at you. Well, I'm not going to yell, but I'm going to yell something at you, Billy, and you just have to tell me the first thing that you think of. And I'm not going to give you time to think about it. I'm going to hit you with the thing over and over again. Okay.
Oh boy. Let's do it.
All right. Let's do it. So everybody playing along at home, do the same thing. Just shout out the first thing that pops in your mind, or do it to yourself. But unless you're at work in a really busy office, and scream it loud, because that's the mental image of that cracks me up. So that show is all about me and making me laugh. So you need to do that. But email us too. If you discover something through this, please let us know. Go over to facebook.com/successfreaks and post there. Email us at contact@successfreaks.com. Because I'd love to know that we've helped you out, and maybe we can help you even more. But all right, Billy, so you're going to tell me, and I'm going to do it two or three or four times, and you're just going to tell me the thing that it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what comes out. No thinking, just saying. You got it?
Deal.
All right. What do you love?
Everything.
All right. What do you love?
Wait, what did you say?
What do you love?
Football.
What do you love?
Free time.
What do you love? Go on. What do you love?
Food.
What else? What do you love? What do you love?
Oh, boy.
No thinking. Come on. What do you love? What's in that gut?
I'm thinking too hard.
What's in the gut? Family. What do you want? What is it you don't want to say? What do you love? Porn. What do you love?
I love traveling.
All right. Okay.
That was rough.
It can be. Because we think too much. I love Lauren the Pooter put Firefly. And the chat was like, yes.
I think too much.
We do.
It's hard to be impulsive. Well, in that sense, anyways.
It's this thing of okay, I'm married, so, and I have children. So society says that my answer should be my wife, my kids, and da-da. And while yes, it would come up, but in the sense of doing things, if you, in this conversation, if it were reversed, I'm like, I want to do something to make money. If you hit me with what you love, my first answer is not going to be my wife, because my mind is automatically, I mean, I've done this too much now, so I'm only speaking from current experience. I don't know if I was raw where you are, what it would be. But now it's like, okay, I already understand I can't make money loving my wife, unless she was into that kind of thing, which is a little weird. I don't want to do that. It's about your career, but we'll get into more. So we're going to explain this exercise and dig out some of what Billy said here coming up next. But again, go to facebook.com/successfreaks. Let us know if we hit on things for you and you know, contact, email us, contact@successfreaks.com. We really, really want to get things going and make your life move forward. We'll be back in just a moment.
Do you feel like your small change isn't making a difference to help your neighbors in need? You can make changes that count. Islamic Relief USA's Day of Dignity is giving you the chance to fight poverty in your community. Visit irusa.org to learn more about Day of Dignity events happening soon in your city. Islamic Relief USA, working together for a better world.
So, coming off that last segment, Billy got yelled at a lot. By me, and
he panicked.
And that's actually natural when somebody like me yells at you. But first, I want to explain the exercise. So, of course, I sprung it on you with no explanation because I think the explanation kind of mentally prepares you and throws you off in a different way. It makes you think way too much. Whereas, you know, when we got 3, 4, 5 what he loves into it, you were thinking at that point. Because everybody's mind fast enough, and you start going, oh, I'm supposed to, and that throws it off. So here's the exercise. The exercise is you get somebody, a trusted friend, confidant, partner, whatever. If you don't have anybody that you trust to even help you with this, if you're just wanting to do it on your own, you can. You can yell, what do you love for yourself, and then answer it. And he likes the idea of yelling in the book, and especially face-to-face, when you raise your voice and yell, it does overwhelm the senses at first. So it kind of helps get past that I need to think moment. But in reality, you can do this quietly. You can do it peacefully. You can just answer the question, what I love. Now, here's the thing, and I started explaining it before. The idea, it's going to be a multi-time doing it. So just because you do it once today with us on the show doesn't mean you get all your answers. Like, I don't think Billy fully feels like he got answers. Do you, Billy?
Not quite.
All right.
We're getting there, though.
Exactly. We're getting there. And with the answers you gave, I've got a lot of ideas that we're going to play with, how to take the baby steps to get where you're going. And that's the thing. It's always open to interpretation. But we're taught we're supposed to love our families first. So if you think too much, if you go, well, I love my girlfriend, boyfriend, I love my dog, I love my mom and daddy, shut up. That's just what I can tell you. Just shut up, because that's wrong.
I think I was getting there too. Like, I think the last thing I said was family. And so I was thinking, I was like, what am I supposed to love?
Exactly.
I would have got to my girlfriend and
yeah, I was gonna make a joke. I was gonna make a joke. I noticed your girlfriend wasn't in there, but you know, I was like, no. You did it right. That's the thing. You did it right, and that's the thing. You may not want to do it with a spouse or a loved one for this because it could cause problems if they're not on the same page with you. This is a huge hypothetical. I don't know Billy's girlfriend. I don't know the situation. I'm just using this as an example. If she's very sensitive and to how much you love her. Right. And that's how she defines herself. If she sits down to help you and she doesn't understand the whole entrepreneur thing, she's not on the same page. And she's, this would be a fun exercise. She goes, what do you love? And you say food. She'd be like, excuse me?
And you don't love me?
Yeah. It could be a big thing. So what I'm saying is make sure whoever you do it with, they understand. And that's why the book recommends a buddy, a friend, a confidant, you know, a coach, you know, somebody that is more out for your best interest than their own is the key, because it's all about helping you here. So that's the setup. And the book uses an example of like dancing. If dancing comes out before your marriage or blah, 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 it's fine. If you love your dog more than your wife, maybe you have some issues, but that's you need to get to that honest moment is what we're shooting for. So then you do the what do you love? And it's about the speed. It's you throw it out there fast because you don't give yourself time to think. And so the first thing you said, Billy, was what?
Everything.
Everything. You love everything. And here's the
I don't think that's very true, but it's
but here's what I see in that. Here's what of course it's not true. Who truly loves it? So you love the Holocaust, Billy? You're the man. You know, who truly loves everything? No, what I hear in that, though, here's what I hear in that. You know, this is Dr. Charles, all right? You ready? Dr. Charles.
Here we go. Let's go deep.
Passion and love, man. Passion and love is when you immediately, your first gut instinct answer is everything. you've got a passion for life, and that's a great thing. That's a fire that keeps any kind of business going. I'm going to tell a story here in a minute of my weekend. Yeah, I told it to Billy earlier, and I was, I mean, when I got on the mic with Billy, I was like, hey, Billy, it's been a long weekend. I mean, it was, I can even get my voice to where it was before, you know, three quarters of a cup of coffee. And my cup, I mean, big soup bowl of coffee. So, but it and as I told the story, Billy, though, I was happy, wasn't I?
Yeah. You're loving what you're doing.
I'm loving what I'm doing. So we're going to talk about that. But that's the passion, man. It doesn't matter what happens in life. If you don't have the passion, and we're going to tell the stories of the two differences, it'll drag you down. So baby step number one is not just what you got to understand what you love to help get you where you want to go if you're going to be an entrepreneur or if you're going to find the right spouse, if you're going to find the right life partner, if you're, because not everybody gets married. Spouse indicates marriage in my book. So if you're going to find the right happy trail, right? If you're going to find the right happy path, you got to know what you love, especially about yourself, but in life. But you start with everything. So you're happy, you're balanced to a point. You know, I always qualify my statements. I don't know why, but you've got passion. So that's what I hear when you say everything is the first instinct is I'm a happy person who has passion in my life. I'm the same way. It doesn't matter. Man, if I come off one of these late nights and I'm up in the early morning and I'm just dragging and I'm feeling like, you know, maybe I made a bad life decision in my life and I should go work for the man. And somebody goes, hey, how are you doing? Fine, man. I'm great. Awesome. You know, I don't usually say fine, but I usually say great or awesome because that's my instinct. Because the truth of the matter is in my life, everything is good and fine. Even in a bad situation, it's good and awesome because I know where I'm going. And for the most part, I know what I'm doing, and it makes it good. So that's everything. What was the – you said food. You said food on
I
the second
food day. A lot. Huge fan of food.
What about food do you – see, here's the other step of this exercise is it helps to have somebody explain something. Like you didn't understand what everything was. But then it just – you need help digging into it. So what about food do you love?
I love trying new foods. I like, trying new foods. I'm envious of people that are on like the Food Network and stuff, but their job is to travel the world and show people all these different places that they could be eating at and trying these different exotic foods and stuff.
Nice. So,
and I've also thought periodically about starting like a food truck. I think that would be awesome.
That would be fun. That would be fun. See, now you're already thinking. See, you love food.
Yeah.
You love food. Oh, wait, a business just popped into my head, a food truck. I think that'd be awesome. That means also you have to have the skills to make some food. But see, now you have more questions to answer, and that's what you're looking for. You're not looking for answers. You're looking for the right questions to ask. So when before you're going, and you've told me this, you enjoy your day job, right? I mean, it's not like the passion of your life, but you don't hate your job. You're not miserable.
Yeah, correct.
Okay.
It's not the end of the world every day I go to work.
Exactly. You go in, you're like, all right, this is a fine job. I do a good job. I'm good. I get paid. I like my paycheck. And you go home.
Yep.
So people sometimes think that misery is what spawns entrepreneurism, or somehow misery spawns that happy path. That might be the words I have to use from now on, happy path. So happy path can apply to obviously your relationship, to your life, to your hobbies. It's where you find your happiness. Misery spawns, no, your happy path does not balance the misery in your life. It might for a temporary amount of time if you have to do the temporary misery, but I love where you are, Billy, is you're happy in the job you can do, but you just feel like there's more out there. You want to do more. So you're looking for the right questions because the questions lead you down a path of searching. So it's never about the right answers. It's always about the right questions. See, Laura, you're fired. You're already jumping to what I was thinking about. I was going to get to it in the next segment. Laura DePooter in the chat room is fired. She's too fast. She already sees what I think Billy sees and what I see as well.
Yeah.
So we're going to get to that. That's why there's the buttercups, man. I think if I was sick and morning was off, we could just, if we had a place that everybody could just call in, I think the buttercups could handle a show on their own. I think that would be a possibility. So we're definitely going to get into the next step that everybody seems to be getting to with food trucks and football and coaching and those kind of things and traveling. So we're going to get to that. What haven't I talked about yet, Billy, as far as where we are found? There's something that – what do you listen to, Billy? What do you listen to?
What do I listen to? Alternative.
All right, you failed. You listen to successfreaks.com, Billy, because we're in iTunes. Like,
what are you talking about? I got it.
Successfreaks is in iTunes, and you can subscribe on every podcast-catching device out there.
Since 2011, Mordant and McFall have been bringing you the comedic motivational show Success Freaks. They've covered everything from life and death to relationships and money and even on beyond to chasing and catching your dreams and leveling up your life. They're in the business of entertaining and edifying, and they'd like to level up their message as well as their reach. This is where you come in. If you believe in what we're doing here, we'd like your continued support in giving your mind and spirit something to chew on each week while putting enough laughter in your heart to make you smile out loud. Help us help others and you to be awesome. Just go to patreon.com/successfreaks.
All right, welcome back to the fourth section of Success Freaks. This is a level up section. We're going to finish talking about Billy and what he loves, and you know, with Billy, and now fired him. Billy's gone. I'm just going to talk about him now.
So, kick me to the curb.
Yeah. So we talked about your passion for everything. You have passion. You loved everything. You love food, and you talked about even having the idea of a food truck, and that seems to be an exciting yet scary, nervous moment for you. In the in-between, we talked about nerves and what nerves mean and how to deal with those. The last in-between, I mean, not the last one, but the first in-between, we talked about something else that was really actually kind of cool in depth. And so go, if you're not here live Tuesdays at 10:30 a.m. Eastern, then you need to go to patreon.com/successfreaks and pledge to support the show. When you do that, you will get the in-between stuff, and with a caveat that I know I'm way behind on posting the in-between stuff. Sorry, everybody who is pledging their support and helping us out, but we're working on a system to fix that. So with all that being said, we talked about passion. We talked about the food truck. What was the third thing you said, Billy, that you loved?
Football.
Football. And of course, leading into that, you talked about coaching and how much you love sports. And you know, here's the thing with life. As long as you focus on your passion, the things that just the generalities that really make you come alive. You know, anytime anybody's asking, what do you want to be when you grow up? I want to be Oprah and Steve Jobs put together. What the hell does that mean? I don't know exactly. I mean, I know, but I don't know. So I don't have a specific thing. I just know I love talking to people. I know I love sharing my ideas. I know I love running my mouth. I've said talking to people, I know, but it's a whole different thing to run my mouth than it is to talk to people. Mm-hmm. I just love that connection and opening those doors and solving those puzzles. So if you hold on to that, the path will just fall in front of you, and you just keep finding those perfect questions to keep asking. So for you, Billy, of course, we got some ideas, right? We do. We have some ideas of how you can make a business and the path, literal path you can take. But when it came to football, instantly I joked out Laura DePooter stepped on me a little bit, and I think you're already there. Is you have a passion for food and a passion for football, and you love just connecting with people. It seems like you love being out there, and obviously you could do a food truck at football games. You know, you could do all kind of things that could to level up into anything. So we talked earlier on about doing baby steps. So what do you think a small step would be to take to start forming a path off of these loves?
I think analyzing and like reevaluating what I really love about the loves maybe would be a good first step. So like why I love food, why I love football and traveling. And then I don't know where I'm going with that one.
No, that's good.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's a good, that's perfect first step. Holy crap. Because a lot of people are like, well, you know, looking to business license or looking to what, you know, well, analyzing what it is about it you love. Exactly. Start narrowing it down, making it real. Do you cook, Billy?
Yes.
Good. See, because if you said no, I'm like, buddy, we got to get you a better love. Because if you don't cook, this ain't going to work, man. Mm-hmm. So it's exactly narrowing it down. And let me take a little side moment for those of you who don't care about entrepreneurism. This is how you keep your relationship fresh with your loved ones, is breaking down, what is it today that I'm loving about you? What is it? I try to do that with my wife, just change things periodically of saying, you're such a great mom. Yeah, you take care of the kids so well. You're such a great wife. You take care of the house. You know, just different things. And yes, I know those examples are things that she does. But I could tell her I love her all day long. I could tell her she's pretty all day long. I tell her, you know, these things that she knows and I do that too. I put those in there. But the things that are easy and obvious for me, I try to hit the things that she feels a little insecure about. Like sometimes she feels like she's a bad mom because she doesn't do this, this, or that. So I try to say, not in those moments, well, those moments, yes, but in other moments, look at you. Look at this. Look at what you just did for your children and how happy they are. You're such a great mom. You know, look at everything you've done this week and how, and yet you've got no dishes in the sink. You're such a great caretaker, because that's something she feels bad about. So when you say, Billy, breaking it down and figuring out what you love about these things, that's a perfect first step. And that might be where we leave it there, because there are other steps, obviously. I mean, I don't know how many steps down the road it is to actually look at what it costs to get a truck and the blah, 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 and the business of it all. But see, now you actually have a generalized direction to go in and questions to ask. And that's really what you want. You don't want the answers. You want the questions that take you down that happy path. You may never do a food truck, but in the searching for the ideas and breaking down what you love about things and kind of walking that way, at least gets you moving. So then you go, oh, wait, over here, there's this other idea that I didn't even know about existed. And now I'm being pulled. Me, I did the music thing because that was what drew me. And chasing that actively, I discovered podcasting when it first came out. And went, oh, what is this brand new thing that nobody ever conceived of before? Now it's here. And oh, look at what I can do. You know, and it's taken me down so many different paths. I actually forgot to announce today that I've got something going on, but if we get time, we'll do it. Because I want to do the level up. Now, my level ups have been throughout, and I think it's definitely find the happy path and find the right questions to ask. Asking the questions takes you down the path. Always search for the happy and what you love. Billy, what did you get out of the show? If you want to phrase it as a level up, that's fine. What did you get out of this today?
Yeah, I mean, with what you're saying, like, I definitely need to be asking the right questions, like you said, and figuring out where I want to go from here. And one of the things that popped in my head while you were going over all this was, and I think it was you guys that said it, if I'm wrong, we can give you credit anyways, is to always fail forward. Like, that was one thing that kept popping in my head, and I was like, it seems like it fits perfectly with what we're talking about today, is just keep moving forward. And if you fail forward and start trying something new.
Yeah. Yeah. And that actually turns out is from, I think John C. Maxwell said it. That was the thing. I have no idea if Mordet had it implanted subconsciously where he read something and forgot, but it felt like he and I came up with the idea of fail forward, the phrase fail forward. But then we had somebody, after years of using it, we had somebody like, well, you need to give credit to John C. Maxwell. And we Googled it like, oh, huh. And I personally had no idea. But the thing is, too, I read John C. Maxwell when I was a young man. And who knows, maybe it was in one of those books, too, and implanted. But yes, the truth of the matter is fail forward. Keep moving forward. That is awesome. Now, I hope the audience got something out of this today as far as being able to be Billy, in a sense, that you got to sit in his seat and ask the same questions and get the answers. And hopefully you found something you loved. But, man, I cannot stress it enough, what he said there. Break down what you love about it, because obviously food is a huge category. Traveling is a huge category. And understand this. I want to put a finer point on it. Just because you love these things doesn't always mean you'll make money. It doesn't always mean you'll get to live your life doing it. I believe when you're cut out to be an entrepreneur, when you cut out to work for yourself, when you're cut out to get away from the man, when you're born to do that, that by all means, you'll be doing some form of what you love for your life. I guess now is a good time to tell you about my weekend. We got some time to fill, and we're at the end here. When I was at the hotel, and there were times when I was dragging on the show, and it would come out. It wouldn't come out necessarily on the show, but come out to mourn it and to other people. Man, you're down. You're really down. It's like, man, it's the hustle of life. Oh, it's just I'm trying to get my stuff going, and I'm still working at the hotel. And I was down, and it would just exhaust me. And I said this to Billy before the show. When you do something you don't like in order to do something you do like, it's so exhausting on a mental level, on a spiritual level, and a physical level that even now I've broken free of working for the man. And it was a great job. And if I had to go back, I would go back. The people at the hotel treated me right. There was stuff I didn't like about it, but it was fine. It was definitely a thing that helped me get where I am. But now, I mean, this weekend, Saturday, I went out and did shopping with the family, hung out with them. Saturday night, I did a trivia gig and then a karaoke gig. So I was working from 6 p.m. until 2 a.m., got in bed about 3:30 a.m., got up the very next morning about 9 to go do my church gig for a couple hours, came home, just chilled out for a little bit, then went back out and did karaoke that night until midnight. Then got up Monday morning at 6 a.m. and did a gig where I had to tear down a stage outdoors for a couple of hours because I'd already lined all this stuff up. Then last night, you know, yesterday, spent the day building bunk beds for the family. Then I went out last night and did trivia, which was actually a really great gig. Today I've got shows to do all day, and then I've got trivia tonight. That's my hustle now. And while I'm tired and it's hard to wake up, I'm happy because every part of what I just did is part of what I want to do, which is talk for a living and help others be awesome. So we've got more coming up and on beyond. I've got a fun BS story, and maybe we'll talk a little bit more about the good hustle versus the bad hustle coming up next.
Success Freak's Guide to Dream Hunting is an honest and revealing look at tagging and bagging a bigger, badder, better, more life. Mordant and McFall discuss the trials and tribulations encountered on their path through uncharted territory, the lessons learned along the way, and how they use them to move forward. Explore what causes you to hesitate when taking that first big step into the unknown. Discover how to experience the thrill of success firsthand. A guidebook for those brave souls no longer satisfied with an average life. Success Freak's Guide to Dream Hunting, available now at Amazon.com.
Welcome to On Beyond Success Freaks, where we go bigger, better, better, more into the topics of the show. And I'm here with Billy McGee. I like that. Billis McGee. I like it. That's his name in the chat room. But Billy is our production awesome guy, and he has actually done a great job today being on the show.
Well, thank you.
So
I'm trying.
You let me talk about myself. That's the only job you need to do. But no.
Easy job.
I think it's been a good show. It's one that can't happen with both Morant and I here because we tend to bounce off each other. We're talking about what we're going through. Having you on and still in the nature of what we're going through, but you being the other part of the we, it's been great to really dig into the ideas of finding your passion, finding your dream, and then the baby steps and the small things to do to build that up and figure out where you're going. So I think it's been a great show. I think you've done well with your questions and your answers. And in between there, I asked him, okay, man, I've talked a lot, and I knew that was going to happen because I am the talker and the podcaster here, and you count yourself more of a listener than a podcaster. What would you like to talk about? Because I went blank again. But he's like, well, I want to learn to get past getting blank. We talked a lot about how to do that on the in-between. But here's something that I know is natural to me. So when people follow me, and I'll talk a little bit more about the good hustle versus the bad hustle. When people see anybody, and yes, I am going to bring it back to me because that's how my universe works. But when you see somebody like Steve Jobs, you see somebody like James Hetfield of Metallica, you see Chris Rock. Okay, he just hosted the Oscars. You see these people, it's you go, oh, man, they got it together. They can do this. They can do that. They're so funny. Or you see a movie. Movies are a great example of this. You see a movie, and you see just how perfectly in a great movie everything, the conversation works, the funniness works, everything works. But then you see how a movie's made, or you see how many times it took them to get that line right. You know, every once in a while, I really like to see those outtakes to remind myself they're not superhumans. This wasn't perfect the first time. When they went in to shoot this scene, they did 20 different takes because this awesome actor couldn't get the line right, or this person couldn't get the line right, or it changed. More naturally, things came up and did well. It's hard when we absorb information to not absorb, to we don't absorb the humanity, right? It's hard to absorb the humanity. We just see, oh, how awesome you did. And so when people look at me, I do have a natural skill of BSing people. And I'm not in a way of lying to you, of not fully, but in the sense of not fully understanding what it is you do, what it is you're talking about, but yet making that connection. So maybe I need to come up with a better phrase than BSing. Maybe it's I can find the connection very easily without even understanding what the connection is. So I was thinking this. I shared this with my wife the other day. When I was 10, I want to say, in that age range, 10 to 12, I can remember my first successful BS moment was riding in, of course, back in the day, man, they had the full-size vans, you know, not the cargo vans, the conversion vans, I think is what they're called, where, I mean, it was just a small RV on wheels, right? You had the bucket seats, you usually had a table sitting there, and you had a bench. Well, it was no seatbelt laws for back seats. So anything that wasn't front seat, and actually a lot of states back then didn't have seatbelt laws for the front seats either. So if you weren't in the front seat, you'd have to have your seatbelt on. So a bunch of 10-year-olds are going to Six Flags from South Georgia. So it's a good couple-hour ride. And they take out the bucket seats, and they take out the table so that we can all just kind of roam around in this moving vehicle going up the road. I just remember we're all kind of hanging out on the back bench, sitting there and talking. And one of the Freddy Krueger movies was out, you know, Friday the 13th. I don't know which part it was. But I grew up in a very strict, staunch Baptist household and wasn't allowed to watch horror films, wasn't allowed to watch any of that stuff. But I wanted to be included with this group of guys. And they were talking about, I honestly don't know if they saw it or not. They were talking like they'd seen it. And they're, oh, have you seen it? And of course I lie. I'm like, yeah, of course. And we're talking. Well, I'd seen previews on the TV. And I have a very sharp mind to keep what I've seen in it and reference things that I've seen in life and seen, especially then when I didn't have as the 30-plus years of experience I have now of I don't remember everything. But then, you know, so as they're talking, what's your favorite part? It's like, oh, man, the scariest part was when the skateboard came rolling across because I remember seeing it in the preview. And I actually can remember that now. And I remember accessing that memory and sharing, oh, yeah, and I'm one of the guys. Well, the other part of the story is my dad was driving the van, and he didn't stop or anything then. But later, he pulled me aside, and this is one of the cool things he did through life. There's a lot of uncool things there's a lot of cool things he did not do, but he wasn't a bad man. He just was semi-absent sometimes with what I needed in life. But one of the cool things he did then was later, I don't remember how much later, but later he pulled me aside alone, obviously, and said, when did you watch that? He was a little mad, but he's a little worried about me. So what? I was like, no. I didn't watch it. I mean, I'm like, oh, crap, I'm in trouble. And I was like, you know, I didn't watch. He's like, well, how were you talking about it with these guys? And I was like, I watched the commercials. And I mean, I had to admit to the lie, right? To me, it was a lie. It's like, oh, I watched the commercials, and I just kind of made him think. And he did nothing to make me feel bad. I just immediately knew I felt bad because I've been – my mom beat it into my head about lying, this and that and the other. And I did kind of deceive them. I made them think I'd seen the movie. So I remember feeling bad about it. But I also remember him doing nothing to make me feel bad. I don't remember if he made me feel good or said it was a good thing. I don't remember that part. I just remember going, oh, I'm not in trouble? Oh, okay. So this is an okay thing. You know. But that's one of my earliest memories of BSing. And that's something that you can do to get beyond your blanking. You're trying to give the perfect answer, Billy. You're trying to give the thing you said in the in between. I'll share here is you said, when somebody asks me something, I really kind of like to be quiet and think about the question. And the key that I heard jump out of me is and know where it's going before I start talking. It's like, oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not going to fly. You don't get to know where this ride is going. You just have to get on or not. And that's life. I mean, that's life for the entrepreneur, is you don't always know where things are going. And I understand that's a safe thing. But sometimes you just give a good answer, or you give the right answer at the right time. And you have to be okay with that. And as you practice throwing out little bits and connecting with somebody, that's how that works. I mean, I can't tell you how many times somebody has said something to me in passing, just a stranger. Oh, blah, 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 blah. And that's really what I heard. Blah, 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 blah. I don't know what you're saying. Oh, yeah, sure. Oh, ha, ha. You know, I can read their body language. I've laughed at so many jokes that I have no idea what the joke was because I couldn't hear what they said. But I can read their body language and I can connect with them. And that's the thing, too. So I told that old long story beforehand to say, not everything I do is for everybody. Everybody has a skill. I mean, somebody who can really know books and know numbers and know finances and just track it, you know, a true accountant who can go, this is this and that. So, yeah, that's a beautiful mind. I understand numbers. I can do my own finances, but it's a beautiful mind that really loves that kind of thing. Laura and her horses. I can admire horses. I've ridden horses when I was younger. I like it. But, man, to work with an animal that takes care every single day, that you have to put work in every single day, to have multiple ones, to have a ride team where not only you're taking care of the horses, you're taking care of the people. That's a special person. You know, everybody who does something that they love, that's a special person because it's something that goes into it. So understand your own limitations and that you're human helps. Now, yes, you can imitate things. Yes, you can push yourself forward. And you should push yourself forward when you need to, but you've got your own path. I love to cook. I'm not very good at it. I definitely love to eat when somebody cooks well. And I would buy a sandwich off your food truck, sir.
I'm about to follow you around.
But that's the thing.
I'll go to all your gigs.
Oh, see, there you go. There you go. So that's something we could actually do. That'd be something badass. Once I start traveling, it's like, and you know, if I'm here speaking, Billis McGahee is out in the parking lot selling some awesome food. So you're gonna show up for one or the other or both.
And that's partnership.
That's the thing. Partnership is how you get through life. I mean, we talked about, I think we've talked about on the show how learning is such a crap thing in America. And I don't know how much different it is in the rest of the world, but in America, it's you study the book by yourself. I mean, you get taught, yeah, whatever. But you have to study the book. You have to pass it down. Life is not a singular event. You know, life is a team event. And we get through with the help of others. I mean, this show, Success Freaks, would not be what it is without Mordant being so much different than I am. Yes, we have similarities. And yes, we see the major things the same way. Maybe through different colored glasses, but the same way. But we have that opposite stuff that has that partnership that balances here. Same in my marriage. Opposites don't attract. Opposites repel. Have you not learned magnetism? However, that's not exactly true. And magnetism is the same thing, repels. But you have to see the major points together, but have the balancing of I do this differently and I do that differently. We might have a little bit more of this in the On Beyond. I'm not sure, but I know it is time to wrap up. So, Billy, any last thing that you would like to throw out? Any last thing that has hit you today that you want to share with the audience or with me or whatever?
I wrote down one quote that I heard yesterday. I don't remember if it was in a book or another podcast that I was listening to on the ride home, but I loved it. It was when you come to a fork in the road, take it.
Awesome. When you come to a fork in the road, take it. That is a great quote there. So,
okay. It's been awesome. I mean, I got lost in your last little spiel there, so I wasn't really ready to say anything. I was just a listener.
And I apologize. I do that to people too. You can check us out at Gastonia. Or if you're in the Gastonia area, Charlotte, North Carolina, that area, it reaches AM 1450 WGNC. We are on every Thursday night at 5 p.m. Eastern, I believe it is. So if you're in your car and you drive home, you can check us out there. I'm Charles McFall, and that's Billy being our production, production awesome guy. And next week, thanks. Morning, we'll be back. So we want to say thanks for coming out and tune in again next week.